Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schut for Chana Liba Bas Chagidol Dina Bas Sheva Bas Nechagidol Gidol Shana Bas Nechagidol. And it's based in the Torah Reina Rabbeinu Barashi Shiva Shlida. In Dvorim 26:5, we have the pasuk, famous pasuk. We say it every Seder night. Arami Oyved Avi. And Armin, love an Arami, Oyved Avi, is destroying my father. So, why don't we start this whole parasha about the Yerida of Mitzrayim, the Arami Oyved Avi? Also, why does it say Arami Oyved? Oyved is what's called a Paul Omid. It should say Me'abed, Paul Yotze. The difference between a Paul Yotze and a Paul Omid is that a Paul Omid doesn't need a subject. Paul Yotze does. For example, you can say in proper Hebrew, Ani Holech. But you can't say, Ani Roitze. Because Roitze is a Paul Yotze. What do you want? There has to be a subject. But Omid, a Holech, is a Paul Omid, because that doesn't require a subject. So if you Rami Oved Ovi, the Ovi doesn't require a subject. It could just be a Rami Ovi. So it should say, therefore, Ma'abed, the Poyotze. This Arami destroyed my father. So it would be more appropriate to use a Poyotze, not a Polomi, but the Pasuk is a Polomi. Why is that? Rashi explains, Bikesh. He wanted to destroy my father, in other words, Yaakov Avinu. But he didn't end up doing it by the Chashayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ro'al HaMaisa. HaMachshav Ro'al HaMaisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects their thought to a Maisa as if they did the Maisa. So even though he didn't actually kill Yaakov, he wanted to. He didn't destroy Yaakov, but he wanted to. So the Pasuk says, Arami Oved, because it was Machshav. Why is this Yisrael taught Dafka by Lavan? Parasha begins from Arami Oved Rabi until Yitzis Mitzrayim, Yitzis Mitzrayim, Chom Sen, Pesach, Pesach, my mouth is speaking. Becomes a pepasuch ledabim. Becomes a mouth that's open to speaking. In Mitzrayim, the mouth was closed. And they were just crying out. They were screaming. There was no speaking. A lot of crying out in Mitzrayim. And then when we left Mitzrayim, then the mouth was opened up. Marbim diburim, called a marbim lasabri tzim, rizim shukhim, so that's the night of dibur. In Parashas Vayetze, 29:4, it says that Yaakov comes to Charan, and he finds the shepherds. And he says to them, where are you from? And they say, from Charan. You know Lavan ben Nachol? And they say, yeah, we know him. He says, shalom lo. Is he okay? Shalom, it's good. Short dialogue. And every question, a one-word answer. Me'ayin atem? Charan. You know Lavan ben Nachor? Yadanu. Is he doing all right? All right. That's the dialogue. Chazal says, "Ve'om Rishalom, v'hinei Rachel bito goyim etzai." He said, "Peace, Laban has peace," and hinei Rachel is coming with the sheep. And the Roim said to Yaakov, "Hinei magi isha pat petonis, itatu chaladaber." Here comes a talkative girl, talkative lady. Speak with her. You want to speak? She's coming. That's the Medrash. We have to know our biggest soul in the Torah, when the Vilna Gaon, and that is that Galus by Lavan was like Galus in Mitzrayim. It's Yisrael. And now we'd like to go back to a Yisodos of the Shishiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha about the Chalukas HaShvatim between Bnei Rochel and Bnei Leah. And we will begin with their becoming mothers. Leah is Iskasia. She's hidden. In the morning, all of a sudden, she's Leah, but she's hidden in the meantime. Rachel is Behedia. Rachel is open, explicit. Rachel Bitcha Ktana. I want to work 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. Explicit. Leah is hidden. Both of their children had Nisyonos. The Nisayon of Yehuda, the Malach put him in the Nisayon, and then a Baskol came out, so the Yud on the base, Mimenu Yotze Dvarim Kavushim. From me came out, Shekhinah saying, hidden things. Yehuda, from Leah, hidden. Yosef, there was also Nisayon. But by him, it wasn't Kavushim, Dvarim Kavushim. He saw his father's Dumas Tukan. He saw his father's form. And he said to him, don't think that this is hidden things. You're going to have to be only been assigned to Beirut. It's going to be assigned to Galui. And if you don't pass, then your name's not going to be on the Chayshim Mishpat. It's going to be a Dover Galui. Yehuda, hidden. Malach put him in the Nisayon. Baskel came out and said it's hidden. It's all hidden by Yehuda. But Yosef, it's explicit. He sees his father, Demus Dukan, and he tells him it's all going to be revealed on the Choshen. B'nei Leah, Dvarim Kavushim, hidden things. B'nei Rachel, Goli Lehadya. Explicit. Amalek falls into the hands of the children of Rachel, of Abaster 133b. Because Esav Tainas, that he's also a Yachzin. He comes from Yitzchak and Rivka. So he has hidden powers. You have to go against the war against him in the world of Meisim, in the revealed world. So B'nai Asher Rachel, B'Golui. Amalek is B'nai Esav, goes in the hands of B'nai Rachel. They're B'nai Nistar, so we fight them B'Golui in a revealed way. So they can't overcome us. They don't have that. B'nai Yisrael and Molech. Laban has two daughters. One of them is hidden thoughts, and one of them is explicit, Rachel. The behedi of Avodis Yaakov. When Yaakov is working explicitly, in an open way, he's working for Rachel. He ends up getting Leah in a hidden way, but he's working in a revealed way for Rachel. Shorish HaDvarim is that Yaakov goes to Galus by Lavan to take out the Jewish people. That's where he's going to Lavan for. That's where we're building the Jewish people. He wants to take a true person. Am Yisrael is the true Adam. Tem Kriyam Adam. What does it mean to take Adam out? It means to take out the Koach HaDibur. Dibur is the essence of man. And as we spoke about in a recent shiur, the whole mitzvah of Kavod Shemayim is a Tem Eda that we testify about Hashem. We're Megala Hashem in the world, Eidei Kiyum. We have the koach to express Kavod Shemayim in the world. The whole world is filled with Kavod Shemayim, Shemayim, Sabrim, Kavodah. But a person with his Koach Dibur was Megala Kavod Shemayim. The contrast of the Koach HaGilu Galui is Lavan HaRami. He's the one who blurs and covers the Koach HaDibur. And the way of his Ramos is being machlis to Dibur. He covers it up. He's machlif amaskaris to Sarah's money, and he keeps changing the salary. It starts with Kov Sukharcha Vetein. Tell me your salary and I'll give it. But Yikov is Rirus, is clarity. In the end, keeps changing it. Lack of Rehus. That's the opening of Ramos, of chicanery, of falsehood. From that gullus of love, and Yaakov has to bring out the Matthias of Yisrael, Adam and Medaber. B'seder binyan ha-shvatim, sometimes dan hagiz ha-idei mimene yotzi dvarim kavushim, like we saw by Yehuda, hidden things come out from me. Yehan ha-hagan esteret. That's the hidden hanhaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Osek by Lahavi Lidegibe Mashiach. But Rabbi Nei Rachel, their koach is in the gallery, in the lahedia, and what's explicit and what's revealed. So if Desra and Michtav Maliyo talks about this in Rachel and Leah, the hidden world, the revealed world. I'm sure it's a lot in Kabbalistic Sfarim, but I'm giving a Mara Makom of a Sefer filled with Kabbalah, but for the layman. Rami Yovie Davi. They love him. His Dibur. It's not clear. That's why he keeps changing the salary. This Arami. But a person was created to be Megala, to be Megala Kovet Shemayim. And he has to be Motzi, the Koach HaDibur, and the Gilui by Beiru Achav Beiru. Selecting after selecting, clarifying after clarifying. So this happens as a whole process. The Koach HaDibur is being developed. And it's hidden, hidden, hidden. Until finally it comes out in Mitzrayim on the night of the 15th. Then it becomes a Pesach. Again, that's called a Marbel Asapir B'tzis Mitzrayim. Marbel Asapir, because now we have the Koach HaDibur, we've become Adam. The true man has been developed, the man is able to speak. The man created in Gan Eden was a Ruach Memalula. Nefesh Chai is a Ruach Memalula, a speaking being. Develop your Koach of speech. Praise Hashem. Matzis Lechem Oini, Oinim Lo Dvarim Harde. That's the end of the Golas. The beginning of the Golas was Arami Yovid Avi. Avi is Arami, who didn't speak clearly. That's what he tried to destroy my father. His Koach HaDibur was mitushtash, it's blurred, it's fuzzy, fudgy. And then ultimately the Jewish people clarified that Koach HaDibur until it became Pesach. Speaking, a mouth speaking, that's Pesach. And that's bedafka by Lavan. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif machshava ra'ala ma'aseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects his evil thought to deed. Because in the world of Lavan, there's only machshava, there's no hizgalus derech dibur. He doesn't speak clearly. Therefore, his world is a world of machshava. His machshava is a mitzvah. Rami oyved ovi. His oyved and am abed. Abed would be a piulachad peamit. Be a one-time action. But it wasn't. That was his mahus. His mahus was an oyved with an aleph. He has that machshava of oyved constantly. But he's not Motzi Lepoa. But his Mahus was Oved, that he constantly wanted to destroy. And Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif that Machshav Ra L'Maisa. The Mitzias of the creation of the Adam HaMedaber is the Kavod Shemayim and the Pesach of Avodas Lel Pesach. So we asked why it's a Poel Oved, not a Poel Yotze. Because that's his essence. He's an Oved. He's always thinking to destroy. And we learn this Yisoid, that by a Russian, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzarif Machshava Ra'ala Ma'aseh, because that was Lavan's essence. He wasn't in the world of Dibur. His Dibur wasn't clear. He says to Yaakov, Nekov Schar Chavetein, and he ends up changing it loads of times. The lack of clarity there by Lavan. So in his world, the only thing clear is the Machshava. Speech you can't trust. And in his thoughts, that's where he's holding. He had evil thoughts. He's an Oved. The parasha starts, Arami Oved Oved, ends with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Yitziras Koach HaDibur, Odom HaMedaber. And that all started with Love and Arami, that was Golas HaDibur. And Golas HaDibur was by Lovan. You'll know it says that Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, Onus Al Pi HaDibur. It was an onus because of the Dibur. The Dibur had to go into Galus. It was an onus on the Dibur. The Dibur went into Galus in Mitzrayim, just like it was a Galus by Lavan Arami. And then it ended up being Nigal. And the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. Pesach is Pesach. Yitzias Adam HaMedaber. Ve'advarim nifloim, smechem u'mesamchem. Baruch Hashem. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully we'll revisit this fascinating parasha. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.